With every event in your life, you are afforded at least two opportunities. One is the opportunity to collapse and lose yourself. The other is the opportunity to find and awaken parts of yourself that you have not awakened before, and to become more who you are than you ever were. Because we are living in a world of rapid change, this is a lesson that we have to think about quite a bit, because we do not live in a world where all of the paths are smooth and predictable. A thing we can almost guarantee you is that there is something in your life that did not come out the way you thought it was going to come out. That seems to be a hallmark of this time. So the first thing we would like to say to you is, do not be self-critical or feel punished or be judgmental about yourself or anything that has happened to you. This is not the time for that. When there is swift change, as there is swift change in the whole world around you, it is a time that calls for awakening and compassion. Now, awakening is a different thing than you should have worked harder or done more or known this or that or the other. That is patriarchal. That is that patriarchal judgment that only talks to you about what you should have known and what you should have done. And it is completely useless in the time that we are entering. If anything, it is a re-wounder of old wounds. And we do not need to do that. What is required of us is to say, I am connected to the universe. I am a child of the universe. And if my road has become frightening or emotional or bumpy or not what I thought it was going to be, I cannot go to the old way of turning against myself for perceived power. We can talk a bit more about that later, but that is a thing that women have learned in patriarchal structures, because when you turn on yourself, you become the victim that the patriarchy told you you were supposed to be. A very subtle but deadly thing that we all have to be careful about. Awakening is a different thing. Awakening is connected to love. And it is connected to your own spiritual ability to reach up for the power from which you came, for the enlightenment that shows you who you really are in places where you may not have experienced that before. And at that juncture, that is something that we want to remember. That the direction for us now to reach is up. It is not to reach into the pain or the disturbance that was the situation that caused us so much pain, because in truth, there is limited information and there is nothing that you can get from going back into that pain that is going to awaken you, make you safe, or lift you up. We are certainly, of course, not saying that there are not sadnesses and times to grieve that sadness, because that is very real. But in the patriarchal structure, women were taught to be lost in the sadness, to be never able to return from the darkness. And that is a patriarchal, misdirected law that was given to women that we must now all fervently disobey. So as we are moving in this time where there is fast-moving things, if you have recovered or you are recovering from something traumatic, there may be grief in it, but you are in the awakening period. You're in the place where you are awakening to who you are and what you know about yourself and what you know about who you are in your spirit and how you access the energy that fills that spirit and that makes you strong. So no matter what it is that is happening, what we would like to speak to you about is moving up. And the discipline then is to limit seriously the time that you spend where the pain was, where the tragedy happened, where the upset is going on, where the fear is happening. Awakening requires love. And the polar opposite of love is fear. So to the very best of your ability, even when you are experiencing fear, move through it as quickly as you can and move back to the center of your own being and begin to awaken. This is the gift of spirit, and it is the thing that will bring you to the place you truly want to live in this lifetime. We will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be full and true. May you be wise and open to the blessings that the universe is waiting to send you. Breathe deeply and know that where your breath goes, love goes. Feel a warm rainfall and let the rain wash away your stress, wash away your upsets. Consciously say, I release this to the rain and let it go away from your life. And feel a beautiful golden flame in your heart, lighting up the heart center. And where that light goes, healing goes. And look into the part of your heart that may be afraid. And let the light flow into that part of your heart. And displace it so that where there was fear, there is love. And look in the part of your heart where there may be confusion. And feel that light flow into that part of your heart. And know that where there was confusion, there is clarity. and look into that part of your heart where there is pain from the past. And feel the light flow into that pain. Disperse it. And where there was pain, there is light and awakening and power. And feel your heart like a beautiful golden wheel, created exactly as it was meant to be created, full of the patterns and the plans, the gifts, the abundance that was intended for you, that is intended for you. And feel the heart center expand past your body to become a part of the field that draws to you in your life the things that belong to you. And feel the crown open and the beautiful golden light of the universe pour into your body. Let it pour into your mind to straighten your thoughts and to bring them upward. Let the golden light open your third eye so that you have permission to know what you know, to know what is good for you, what is true for you. Feel the golden light flow into your throat. And let that golden light move out of your communication center. Any communication that draws you back into a bad place, a place of pain or sorrow, feel that communication moved out of your throat center. And see a golden flame take up residence in your throat, lighting your communication so that what you hear from you, what you draw in from the world, aligns with the highest part of yourself. Let the golden energy fill your heart. Support the light that already shines there. Feel the golden light flow into your solar plexus. And let that golden light begin to displace the emotions, old or new, that do not support who you really are. Feel the light become stronger and stronger, and the shadowy emotions leave your body. And feel that a flame burns there in your emotional center, holding the light for what you feel. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the second center. And feel that light displace shame, judgment, beliefs from a patriarchy that do not belong in your life. And let the golden light displace all of those. And leave a flame burning in your second center. A flame that it encourages you to know and to purify as your life moves on, but never to judge. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into your root. And let that golden light begin to move out of the root any limited energy or belief that you might be carrying. Feel that leave your root so that there is only room for creating from the highest self. creating with the support of the universe, creating in joy, for the joy of creating, with the sacred knowledge that that is why you are here. And feel a flame placed in the root so that you will never forget. Now feel a golden road extending itself from your heart center, moving away from your body and up into the night sky. Your road, your energy, your path. And let that path move as high as you like, until it comes to a place where there are two gates, and the gates open. And your gift comes and places itself on the path and begins to move toward you, resting your mind. Know that gift. And allow that gift into yourself. When you've known your gift, breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.